USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The president of Belarus says the nation has started taking delivery of nuclear weapons from Russia. President Alexander Lukashenko said that some of the tactical nuclear weapons are three times more powerful than the atomic bombs the U.S. dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. The deliveries mark the first time Moscow has deployed less powerful, shorter-range nuclear weapons outside of Russia since the fall of the Soviet Union more than 30 years ago. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is traveling to Beijing this weekend. Blinken's trip marks a rare high-level meeting between the United States and China in a period of heightened tension. His visit helps pave the way for additional meetings, including a potential one-on-one between President Biden and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping later this year. Communication and meetings between the United States and China have soured in the last few years due to the pandemic and political tensions. Another cyber attack has hit the U.S. government. Government authorities say they are working urgently on damage assessment after several U.S. agencies were hit in a global cyber attack. U.S. cybersecurity officials said yesterday the ransomware attack appears to be part of a widespread and coordinated effort to exploit a vulnerability in a widely used software. The mayor of Miami, Florida, is tossing his name into the 2024 presidential race. Francis Suarez became the first Hispanic to enter the growing field for the Republican nomination. He announced his run on ABC's Good Morning America yesterday, a day after filing official federal paperwork. Texas state law now requires college athletes to compete against athletes of the same sex they were born with. Governor Greg Abbott signed Senate Bill 15, known as the Save Women's Sports Act, into law yesterday. The governor said it's unfair for women to compete against men for scholarships, titles, and athletic records. USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Food and Drug Administration advisors are recommending that COVID vaccines be updated for the fall.
The unanimous vote came Thursday, favoring new shots that can target emerging subvariants of Omicron. It's still not totally clear if new vaccines will be recommended for everyone or just certain risk groups. Meanwhile, the CDC Advisory Committee is set to meet soon and talk about updating COVID boosters, among other shots. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Department of Justice has announced Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, who's accused of leaking dozens of intelligence documents to the online gaming service Discord, was indicted by a federal grand jury on six counts of retaining and transmitting classified national defense material. Teixeira is a 21-year-old from Massachusetts. He was arrested by FBI agents in April and faces up to 10 years in prison and a fine up to $250,000 for each count. Also from the Department of Justice, they are expected today to release the findings of its two-year investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland will be joined by Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and MPD Chief Brian O'Hara. They are scheduled to appear this morning. Singer Dionne Warwick had to cancel a show outside of Chicago this week. Warwick says she started having issues with one of her legs. The good news, she says, is she's already on the mend, but needs time to get back to 100%. Lance Pry, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.